Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Acadiana Outdoor Report. I'm Glenn Napier. Well, I hope that you're having a great summer so far. You know, the fishing has been really good for both fresh and saltwater fishing. Of course, lots of folks are out on the water with school out. It's a perfect time to take the kids out fishing or crabbing. Now, my son Scotty took his wife Emily, daughter Sophia, and his son Theo out twice last week. Now, they went to Big Lake last weekend, fished West Cove with a live shrimp under the cart to catch several nice speckled trout. Scotty said that West Cove and the south end of Big Lake have the best water. Now, my nephew Trey Seaton also fished at Big Lake and caught some really nice speckled trout and redfish, and most of his fish came from West Cove. Now, this past Saturday, Scotty and his family fished with Johnny Nunez out of Shell Beach, Louisiana. Now, they fished the Biloxi Marsh area and caught 50 or so keeper speckled trout, plus about 30 or so throwbacks. Scotty said that Sophia and Theo caught most of the fish, and they were using live shrimp under a cork. Now, down around Cocodrie and Dewlarge, Travis Miller of Miller Time Charters said that when the winds calm down, they're able to get out to Coon Point and also the wellheads, and they are catching lots of speckled trout. He said that if the winds are too bad, he heads inland to the marsh and is having no problem catching redfish. Now, I also spoke with Barbara at Gulfway in Kaplan, and she said that this weekend was a little slow due to the winds, but people did catch a few redfish, and a lot of people were catching crabs down at Rockefeller Refuge. Now, freshwater fishing is still really good, with people still catching bream at Henderson and Miller's Lake. Of course, crickets are the best bait, and it's the best type of fishing for the youngsters. Up at Toledo Bend, if you want to catch sockeye, now's the time. I spoke to Kenny St. Germain of Falls River, who fished with the Living the Dream Guide Service last week. Kenny said they caught a four-man limit of nice slab sockeye over brush piles in about 20 feet of water. The bass fishing has also been really good, with lots of 4, 5, and even 6-pound fish, with a few 7, 8, and 9-pound bass mixed in. Look for the nighttime bite to be on for the next few months. You know, if you fish, crab, shrimp, or just boat ride, you need to keep protected from the sun. Wear protective clothing, a wide brim hat, and some polarized sunglasses. Now, I can tell you from experience, it will catch up with you, as I've had a melanoma cancer removed and 2 squamous cell skin cancers cut out in the last 3 years. Now, I go every 3 months to the dermatologist, and she said that it just didn't happen. It is from years of sun exposure. Now, if you can help it, try to avoid being out in the sun between 10 and 4. Now, if you do stay longer, cover up and use plenty of sunscreen. Hey, the Stark tournament is still going strong, and we have 2 more months left. So far, there has only been 1 eligible angler that has caught a tag redfish, that being Nicholas Vornado out of Hopedale Marina. The speckled trout divisions are really wide open, with 4, 5, and 6-pound trout on the leaderboard. Now, in the kayak division, the leader of the West Division is none other than Luke Bailan of Rain with a 4.18-pound speckled trout. Remember, there's still lots of tag redfish out there, and the big trout will be sure to be spawning in the next few weeks. Also, remember to renew your fishing license as they expire at the end of this month. Now, I know it's still June, but dove season is only 2 months away. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is accepting applications for the 2019 Elbow Slough Wildlife Management Area Lottery Dove Hunts. And they'll keep those applications open until July the 26th. The hunts will be conducted September the 7th and 8th. You know, it's never too early to think about the upcoming hunting seasons. Well, have a great weekend. Be careful out there, and I'll talk to you next time on the Acadiana Outdoor Report.